Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. Kim, let's start things off with a look at what's going on around the world with the wheat markets.
Well, when you're talking about the world, most everybody goes to the Black Sea area. You've got Russia. They've been in the news a lot about their production. You know, it's 3.1 billion bushels at one time. It's down to 2.66 on USDA's August report. Comes out, the last number I saw was about 2.75 billion bushels. Ukraine, near record crop. But if you look at the Black Sea area, last year they produced about 4.6 billion bushels, 4.3 billion bushels. So that's down, and that's good for prices. European Union, big crop, 5.1 billion bushels, but they got rain on it, so their test weight. 39% of it's projected to be below the minimum level of test weight for your flour milling materials. However, it still could be a good flour milling crop, just low test weight. You look at Australia, 1.1 plus billion bushels. Their average for 5 years is 882 million. Big crop there, not record, but close to it. And a record world crop, 28.5 billion bushels. So we've got a lot of wheat. I don't think it's in the right position. And our ending stocks are projected to go down because of relatively good demand.
How about the corn market in terms of the world picture?
Well, if you look at the corn market, a big U.S. crop, 14.8 billion bushels compared to 14.2 last year. I think the news is coming from Brazil and from Ukraine. Brazil, 4.6 billion bushels compared to 3.4 last year. Ukraine, 1.5 billion bushels compared to 1.2. Brazil and Argentina and Ukraine together, 8.2 billion bushels compared to 6.5 last year. Ukraine's going to take care of North Africa, and the Asian market competes strong there. Brazil, they compete around the world about the same as us. A lot of competition in the corn market there.
And then last but not least, how are soybeans looking in terms of world markets?
Well, tight stocks is still projected to stay tight, even though we're projected to have a 14.1 billion bushel record soybean crop. Brazil and Argentina together, 7.2 billion bushels compared to 6.7 last year. And you can't talk about soybeans without China, and China's going to go to Brazil and Argentina first.
What's happening with prices?
Well, if you look at prices, wheat stabilized around $6.70, plus or minus 20 cents in their range from about 660 to 680. Sideways pattern, I'd call that. Corn, it's got a slight downtrend. $4.95 down below $5. Finally, and that's the forward contract for corn harvest delivery. It was $5.35 last week. You look at soybeans, they're down to $12, below $12 for forward contract in some areas. That's down from $12.45, and they probably got the downtrend, probably the strongest downtrend of those three.
With all this in mind, what kind of advice do you have for producers?
Well, of course, if they still need to sell corn and beans, they've got some decisions. But I'd say most of the wheat is harvested. Start planning for next year. If you look at wheat versus canola, wheat you can forward contract for $6.80, canola for $10.90. You look at corn, you can forward contract the 22 crop for $5 and soybeans for $12. So you look at those prices, start planning out what you're going to do with your assets next year.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.